Hello, and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel for June 2009. Patrolling the Channel is a monthly SearchSecurityChannel.com podcast geared toward educating security solution providers. I'm Nicole DeMore. Today I'm speaking with Michael Cobb, founder and managing director of Cobweb Applications Limited, a consultancy that offers IT training and support in data security and analysis. We're going to be talking about the security features of Microsoft's forthcoming operating system, Windows 7, to be released this year. We'll also discuss ways in which solution providers can help customers get ready for the installation. So, Mike, Windows 7 is an incremental upgrade from Windows Vista. What does that mean from a security standpoint?
Well, I must admit I like a lot of the new security features that Windows 7 is promoting. As you say, it's sort of a step up from Vista. In some ways, Vista is almost sort of being considered, you know, a trial run of some of these new security features. And Microsoft, I have to say, have taken into account a lot of user feedback, particularly when it comes to the user account control. That's the sort of feature that requires users to okay system-level changes when they're using the system as an administrator. And I think a lot of people found this sort of very annoying because there were so many sort of security pop-ups coming up. And in Windows 7, that whole experience has been improved, so users can control the amount of sort of feedback they're getting in terms of what they're doing that has a security effect.
Are there any other improved features of user account control that solution providers should be aware of?
Well, all of the sort of alerts have been combined into what they're calling the Action Center. They've got rid of the Security Center, and so most of the security sort of features and sort of warnings are all sort of centered in the application in the Action Center. And one thing I've noticed is that Microsoft, again, have done a lot of work on making sure that the warnings that come up are more informative. They did some user testing, and the number of users that could actually understand why they were getting a sort of a security warning has gone up from, I think it was something below 20% with Vista, to over 80% in Windows 7. So they've put a lot of work into making sure people understand what the security alerts mean and what they should do as a result of them. And I think, other sort of VARs and sort of software developers need to make sure that they keep pace with this sort of improved information that Microsoft have incorporated into Windows. Because I think if software doesn't have the same level of sort of online help and explanations, it's going to start to look a little tardy.
Okay, and how about BitLocker? How has that been improved in this newest version?
I really like the improvements they've made. Vista's BitLocker basically enabled you to encrypt sort of information on the machine itself, whereas BitLocker to Go extends those sort of data encryption features to removable storage devices like USB thumb drives and flash drives. And these sort of portable storage devices have become a real sort of nightmare for network administrators trying to sort of protect sort of sensitive corporate data. With BitLocker to Go, you can actually have sort of group policies where you can set the required password strength or even require a smart card to be able to access removable storage devices. And you can ensure that the data is encrypted if users want to write to sort of a portable device. Or you could even set it to the devices that aren't encrypted, you can automatically set them to read-only. So I think that's a big improvement that a lot of administrators will appreciate, because it'll make controlling, you know, all these thumb drives that much easier.
Okay, and so what are some other security features in Windows 7 that we may not have touched upon?
I really like App Locker, which, as its name implies, allows administrators to ensure that only sort of authorized programs, scripts, installers, and dynamic load libraries can actually run on the machine. I'm very much in favor of being able to sort of lock what a machine can actually run. And again, this makes it very easy for administrators to control what and what can't run on a machine. I think it's a great way of preventing sort of a lot of malware from actually being able to activate itself. And the other feature I like is direct access. And I think this is something that administrators and users will both appreciate. Direct access basically allows employees to securely connect to sort of a corporate network without the need to set up a conventional VPN. You know, setting up VPNs has never been particularly easy, and it's always a bit of a gripe with mobile workers that they've got to go through this process before they can access you know, data on the corporate network. Well, direct access will make it a lot easier for them to be able to do that. From the administrative side, the group policy settings and software updates can be distributed using direct access directly to a Windows 7 machine as soon as it connects to the internet. So for organizations that have a lot of mobile users, as soon as their machines connect to the internet, they can automatically sort of push, you know, security software updates down to the user. So, as I said, I think sort of direct access is good for both administrators and users.
From the VAR or solution provider perspective, what's going to be different about implementing and supporting this version of Windows in general or from a security perspective?
Something that came to light in some of the research that Microsoft's done while they were developing IE7 is, since in Vista, when they introduced the UAC feature, the amount of third-party software that installs requiring administrative privileges has dropped by about sort of 80%. And so I think the number of applications that sort of release for Windows 7 that require administrative privileges will be a lot smaller. And I think there'll be sort of a bigger push to have any software that's needed to be installed on a Windows 7 machine to actually have it signed, so the user can see that, you know, it's you know, genuine software. So I think it generally will be a lot easier to support because, you know, a lot of this these new features have been trialed to some extent in Vista, and I think Microsoft have, you know, really improved them for Windows 7.
Are there separate security issue products that you know of that can enhance the security of Windows 7?
I think it's a bit early at the moment to really be able to sort of recommend applications that will, you know, improve on the security of Windows 7. You know, Microsoft seem to be have done a pretty good job of delivering the wish list that you know, users have been asking for. I think the best thing that they can do is make sure they're fully familiar, you know, with what Windows 7 has to offer. I mean, you can download the Windows 7 release candidate now, so you can actually start, you know, using Windows 7 and familiarizing yourself with it and sort of testing it in your own sort of environment. And there's also the Microsoft Assessment and Planning Toolkit, which you can use to check your sort of environment and software to see, you know, how ready it is for Windows 7.
Finally, what's your prediction for how quickly Windows 7 will be adopted in the enterprise? And do you have the two or three most important features or services that VARs or integrators can focus on helping customers with right away?
I think the take-up will be a lot quicker than we've seen for Windows Vista. I think a lot of people are still running Windows 2000 and XP because, you know, they didn't like what they were hearing about Windows Vista. So I think those people are, you know, are getting to a point where, you know, there's so many additional security features in Windows 7 that they will, you know, be happy to move on to Windows 7 quite quickly. So I think the take-up's going to be good. I think Microsoft has definitely done a good job on this. I certainly think BitLocker to go, AppLocker and Direct Access will be features that prove very popular both for users and for administrators. So I think sort of VAR should be, you know, making sure they're fully familiar with how those features work and, you know, being able to answer support questions on those particular, you know, features.
That's all I have for today. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
It's been a pleasure.
For more information on Windows security or any other security channel topics, please visit searchsecuritychannel.com. This has been Patrolling the Channel for June 2009. Thanks for listening.